bright blue flying high on a farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA.
Yes.
Won't buy another
red, white, and blue. Flying over the farm. I love it. We want Old Glory flying at your house today if you're giving us a call at 1-888-767-4348. We're here to encourage you to celebrate the anniversary of the birth of this great nation. Let's bring Kathy back into the conversation, who's calling from Tucson. She's in a very fortunate position of having a home currently being built for her.
Which, and, speaking of homes being built, did you see this? This is the first time I've seen it, and it says on it, new is a monthly home section that's going to be in the Republic the first Friday of every month. And it's all on homes and communities and developments, and they've got some choice lots for sale for new developments. So it was very I had to double take when I saw the picture and the headline in the
Building industry's coming back.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes, that was, I love it.
I just love the picture there where it's a forklift.
Contractor.
And, yeah, contractor.
Working.
Whatever. But congratulations, Kathy, on the position you're in, and I understand it's about a 2,600-square-foot home. Is that correct?
23.
Do you know what size unit they're encouraging you to put on?
Well, they had included in the bid a 13-seer. I don't know what the, yeah. That's the only information I have here. And then he has upgrades for 14 and a half and 16.
The first question I would ask the builder is, okay, if you're going to upcharge me for the SEER rating and I opt into that package, does he give you a price figure for each one of those steps?
Yeah, it's about $550 for the 14 and a half and almost $3,000 for the 16.
Yeah, okay. And your plan is to stay in this house long term?
Until they carry me out.
That's important to know, because if this is a long term investment, then we're going to do things for our comfort and for our quality of life that may or may not have an immediate return on investment. If I'm going to go to a 16 SEER and pay an extra $3,000, Kathy, the first thing I'm going to want to know, listen, I need all of y'all to hear me out. When they establish these SEER ratings, seasonal energy efficiency ratings, S-E-E-R, it is done in a perfect laboratory that is tuned to about 90 degrees, okay? And they are in perfectly installed ductwork, and it is in a perfectly clean environment. Buying these higher SEER ratings will get you some return on investment, but only if the contractor fully grasps the responsibility of installing that good of equipment. That good of equipment on typical ductwork isn't going to operate any better than a 5-SEER, okay? So if he's going to give you $3,000 upcharge to take it to a 16-SEER, I would ask him for a detailed explanation of, okay, what does that mean in the way of the duct work installation? I have to tell you, Kathy, I am not a big fan of flex duct. Oh, boy, I can hear the phone calls Monday.
Although just about everyone does it.
I know.
It's hard to find a 10 bender.
There are places where flex duct work are necessary. I will give the industry that. And there is a good flex duct and a bad flex duct. The good flex duct is smooth on the inside. The bad flex duct is spiral on the inside and creates a concaving airflow that actually creates back pressure and just puts your whole system out of balance. In a perfectly designed system, I can promise you this, that they don't do any SEER test rating on flexible duct. Right? It's all rigid duct, okay? I would want to know that my duct work is going to be predominantly rigid. I would want the return air to be multiple location and oversized. The more air you give your unit to breathe, the easier it's going to be. Kathy, I would tell you that I would ask the contractor what would be involved in giving me a 6-month air filter. That is a 3, 4, or 5-inch pleated filter that they actually change when they come out and do your seasonal adjustments in the spring and the fall. I would tell you, don't buy an extended warranty, because most major brand names now come with a 10-year warranty, okay? It doesn't make any sense to buy an extended warranty. As far as particular brand names, I can tell you we like Lennox, York, Trane, American Standard. But I'll tell you this, as to which one specifically to pick is going to depend on the layout of your house. Are we doing this with a horizontal air attic handler unit? Are we doing it with a gas pack on the roof? Are we doing it with a heat pump? Are we doing it with a split system? I can tell you that every one of those particular brand names has a strength in one particular application or another. There isn't one brand name that delivers the best in every single one of those configurations. So those are the brand names we like. We have Green Valley Cooling and Heating. I know they are big fans, and they install a lot of Bryant equipment. They love Bryant equipment. So does Yavapai Cooling and Heating up in the Prescott Quad City areas. I can tell you, I do not have a lot of personal experience with Bryant. I'm more of a Lennox, York, Trane, American Standard guy. Our trusted air conditioning contractor and engineer in the Tucson area is Temco Air Environmental. So weigh all these things out, Kathy, and I don't know what your time frame is for pulling the decision on all this, but I can't encourage you enough, and I don't know who your builder is, I can't encourage you enough, if you're going through the expense and the trouble to build a custom home, I would buy an energy audit inspector to inspect the house as it's built. That's going to be probably several hundred dollars, but I am confident if you get a good one, that is money that's going to pay you back step by step. If you'd like to shoot me the proposals for what they're doing on the air conditioning proposals, I'll review them, and I'll call you for more specifics, because I can't get to that level of specific here on the show, and I'll tell you which way I'd go. But generally speaking, $3,000 to go up three SEER is not a good investment, because the contractors installing it aren't doing what's necessary for you to get the delivery, the performance of that 16 SEER unit. There are contractors that will give you that, but they're dang few.
We appreciate the call. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie, for you, she had a second question on cabinets, and, you know, we've had Merilot for a lot of years is one that we've recommended. Rosie's got a new one that's not a new one, but a brand name that's newer to us and experience-wise that we've started using that he really likes, called Wellborn.
Yeah, man.
Out of Alabama.
Yeah, man.
And that's Wellborn cabinets, or just wellborn.com, and then you can find a lot of these guys. They have pretty extensive websites where you can do your design and plug it in. And,
yeah.
Figure it out. So it's
pick the different finishes and the wood types and everything. It's like virtual design right there on the internet.
Cabinets are fun.
They are
a lot more fun to talk about than air conditioning, but
hey, we talked about the largest door. Can I talk about the smallest door?
Can I give you a little input from some callers first?
Not if I'm making anybody else cry.
No.
I don't want to hear about that.
Actually,
I can't give out $500 security badges all day long.
Actually, it's good news. For one thing, George said his neighbor was just broken into recently.
Yeah.
And the policeman that came suggested that you leave talk radio on by your front door.
So,
help all ratings, yeah. And then another guy called to thank you for this topic. He said he was recently had his home broken into Tuesday.
Oh, man.
And he lost his common sense along the way, and he wanted to thank you for reminding people what they need to do to be safe. And then the last caller wanted to know, okay, Rosie, so if I can't put my jewelry in my master bedroom, where am I supposed to put it? I do have one suggestion.
Yes?
If you're going to hide it, make sure you tell somebody you trust where you hide it. I spent 2 hours last week looking for my best necklace set because I'd hidden it when we were leaving somewhere.
That's and what I
forgot
would do.
About it. So tell, you know, put another noodle on there, because if you're like me and you're losing it.
Oh, man.
But where else would you
put it? You have to have, like, leave yourself clues to go find
that. Treasure.
Well, I can tell you this. In the old days, right here in Maricopa County and other police departments as well, there were several police departments that encouraged you to take that valuable jewelry and consider putting it into a soap or food container in your pantry or laundry room. I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to divulge our secret place or not. We have a lot of books. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Mm-hmm. I need a library.
We have thousands of volumes of books. I love to read. I love to collect out of print, old historic books. I just love to read. One of the neatest gifts I ever got was from my oldest daughter, Rachel, who had bought an old book and taken an X-Acto craft knife and cut all the pages out of the center. And now the keys to our safes and all of that are in that one volume that's just sitting in and amongst
shelf?
Thousands.
You know what?
Shelf?
I can't find it. I have tried to look for it. I can't find it.
But we ought to put a picture.
Maybe that's just Dad's decoy.
I think so.
We ought to put a picture of that book on our website because there's a very distinct way that you cut the pages out. It looks like a complete book. You can't tell that it's anything else. But when you open the book, then there's a compartment there. So if you're a collector of books, that's an excellent way. As I mentioned, the old recommendation by some of the police departments was put it in a soap, like a Tide, empty container, and just put it up on the shelf in the laundry room. Some people have gotten in the habit of putting it in the freezer, okay? Putting it in a Ziploc bag and putting it somewhere in the freezer is another great location. Just don't keep it in the master bedroom. Now, when don't you put it in the laundry room? You don't put it in the laundry room when your laundry room has a door going out to the backyard, and that door has a pet door in it. I want to talk to y'all now about the smallest door in your home. We've talked about the largest door, the smallest door. I'm not a big believer or a big fan of pet doors. If you must have a pet door, make it come into the house into one room. Make that room dead boltable from the inside of the house. So if someone uses the pet door to access the inside of your home, they are inside a dead bolted and locked room that they can only do two things: eat the dog food or drink from the dog bowl.
Freddy.